No real news on the injury front. Everybody pretty much is the same as they were on Saturday. We're going to still hold Rashard for another day. It's really calming down, and we don't want to aggravate it at all today. Ryan is progressing nicely, as is Darren. Carlos is real close. So a bunch of those guys will be iffy for the ball game, but they are getting better. We'll err on the side of caution as far as the game. Depth charts for the game, I wouldn't get too tied up in where anybody's at, because they might be listed as third in one package and their starters in the other packages. So I'm really not interested in answering a bunch of questions about where a guy is on a depth chart for this game. And Darrell Washington, for instance, will be listed third. He's not playing in September. All right, he'll be listed higher than that later. But he'll get plenty of playing time because we'll get him ready to play. But I was really pleased Saturday. I thought we competed again. At a very high level. Two practices in a row where our competition level was extremely high against each other, and we got better. We're going to continue to stack those kind of practices together, and we'll continue to improve.
Either of the two rookie running backs separated themselves from each other yet, Bruce, or is it way too early?
No, it's too early, but they're separating themselves from the rest of the pack in that they're playing extremely good, and especially in pass protection. They're on their guys. They're aggressive, as is Alfonso. Alfonso is having a great camp. So I'm extremely pleased with the depth that these two guys have. And I'm excited for Alfonso because I think he's making a really big step in making our football team. Ryan is hurting him extremely not to be on the field competing for the job because those other guys are doing so well.
You mentioned that day that Carlos signed. That was a big day for you. You were happy about Dansby coming here. Now that you've seen him play, and I know he's been a little nicked up, but is he fitting in the way you want him to? And does he have that versatility that you're hoping for even once Darrell comes back?
Oh, there's no doubt. The depth factor, the security blanket he provides leadership-wise in the huddle, being able to play multiple positions in nickel. It's everything we needed in Darrell's absence. And then, you know, knock on wood, if we stay healthy and Darrell comes back, we're going to be pretty solid at inside backer for the rest of the year.
We've all seen in training camps, you know, kind of phenoms, guys who come from nowhere. But as a coach, do you have to kind of pull yourself back or say, whoa, let's wait on this guy, let's don't?
Yeah, they're like thunderstorms. A lot of lightning, and all of a sudden they fade away. You know, you gotta make sure it's a real tornado. You know, that and it'll start Friday night. The bullets usually separate them. You know,
Coach, what's the message for your team this week for game week, and what are you looking to see from the squad on Friday night?
Basically, right now it's still day to day, one day at a time, one play at a time. Stay within the process. Friday night will take care of itself when we get there. And we're fortunate in that we're playing a team that's very similar to us as far as defensive structure and offensive structure. So we can practice against ourselves the whole time and continue to install and do the things we want to do without having to game plan anything. And we should be able to put on a decent performance with that, having that kind of practice.